And in the studio with me is someone else who loves New Mexico, Curious Chris. Good morning, Curious
Good
Chris.
morning, and good morning, kids.
Good
Good
morning.
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for inviting me.
We love having you here. Curious Chris is a musician and a songwriter and a retired elementary school
That's
teacher.
right.
And so a shout out to all your students of yore.
Hello, old students, young and old.
And today we're doing a show about the symbols that make New Mexico, that represent New Mexico. And I know you're ready to go.
Oh,
What
yeah.
should we start with?
Well, let's start with a basic one like the Zia symbol. It has a real interesting history because it didn't start with four rays on each side. It started with three. So it's a really cool history back in the 20s with the Zia Pueblo. But they've been nice enough to let us use it. So let's get right into the music, okay? We'll learn about what each one of those rays mean. The Zia symbol of the state of New Mexico got four by four rays around the sun, they glow. We got some good drums going in here with the studio musicians. Good. There's cycles of seasons, cycles of life. There's cycles of the winds and cycles of day and night. Now, you listeners at home can't see this flag, but we have a flag here that has every one of the rays labeled about what it means, and this is what it means. There's spring, summer, autumn, winter. The rays of the seasons come and go. So that's the first four rays. The next ones are this one. There's birth, youth, adult, death. The rays of life come and go. Good job, drums. Now the four directions. There's east, south, west, north. The rays of the winds come and go. The Zia symbol of the state of New Mexico got four by four rays around the sun, they glow. And the last set of four are sunrise, day, sunset, night. The rays of light bless our day. Symbol of the state of New Mexico got four by four rays around the sun, they glow. Big ending. Great job.
Wow. Curious Chris live in the studio on the Children's Hour. So if you want to see a picture of the Zia symbol and the flag completely labeled, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/KUNMKids.
Very cool.
Tell us more. Tell us more.
Well, let's see. Kids, do y'all know the story of the wasp, our state insect? Anybody know what it's called? It has three big words.
Anybody remember?
And it's a big, yes. Get over the microphone.
She's coming. She's coming.
Tarantula hawk wasp?
Yes, tarantula hawk wasp.
Oh,
so what do you think a tarantula likes to eat?
Tarantula hawk wasp?
Oh, very logical. And it gets its name hawk because its claws are sort of like the fangs or the talons of a hawk. And this one does fly, but it likes to eat tarantulas.
So wait, the tarantula eats the hawk wasp or the hawk wasp eats the tarantula?
The hawk wasp eats the tarantula.
Is that how Curious Chris is holding up a, I really hope it's a model of the tarantula hawk wasp.
I think it is. It's a model. It's pretty big, though.
Is that how big they are?
They're bigger than this. I've never seen one, but other people, have you all ever seen one in the studio?
No.
No.
Can you hold it up so here our photographer
yes.
here is taking a
yeah,
picture for
they're,
you?
Yeah, they're larger than this from those adults and those kids who have seen them when I sing about them. Curious Chris has never seen one. Of course, tarantulas aren't this big, but there's a cool story about how the life cycle of a wasp actually happens inside the guts of a tarantula.
That's disgusting.
Do you want to hear about that?
Yes. Yes.
Sure?
Yes.
It's sort of gross.
Yes.
Okay, here's the life cycle from the eggs to the larva to the pupa to the new Wasp, and here's how this goes. Tarantula hawk, tarantula wasp, tarantula hawk wasp, tarantula hawk, tarantula wasp, tarantula hawk wasp. If you be a tarantula, just a walking around, you better watch out, or this female wasp may attack you from the ground. There'll be a big fight, then a big sting, then she'll flip you upside down, then drag you away to her burrow. You'll stay, you don't want to be around, you'll be paralyzed, you'll think you've died, but you still are alive. What comes next is grotesque and really, really unkind. Now this part I may need your help to go ooh if it strikes you that this is ooh. Okay, she lays an egg on your belly. That's soft like jelly. Then it hatches to a worm. Then the larva pokes a hole in your tummy and eats your guts that are yummy. And then the larva pokes, I just said that. Then the pupa pokes a head out. A baby wasp is alive, but he's hungry and goes back to eat until the tarantula finally dies.
Ew.
So pretty, pretty, pretty the tarantula, just a walking around. You better watch out, or that female wasp may beat you and sting you and let her babies eat you and leave you dying on the ground. And that is a true story if you go to your libraries and look it up. Isn't that an amazing story?
You know, I never thought I'd feel sorry for a tarantula. And yeah. Now I do. I feel very sorry for tarantulas. What a horrible way. And we are posting pictures to facebook.com/KUNM Kids, and you can see the life cycle of the tarantula hawk wasp right here on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KUNM Kids. That is really, Justin, that has got to be the most horrible way to die, I think.
I think so. And about curiosity, with me being curious, Chris, I didn't know that story till I was an adult. So you can keep learning, boys and girls, and keep being curious. And I feel like I'm still a kid in a lot of ways. That's why I like singing for kids, because that natural curiosity that y'all have without even thinking about it. Sometimes we adults get bogged down in our work and everything. But that is an amazing story.
That is an amazing story. I never really quite grasped that. I mean, I guess I just always thought they picked him up and ate him, but I didn't realize
no.
They... Oh. Okay, then. Well,
That is really gross.
I'm with you, Sienna. I'm with you. Now I'm going to be thinking about those poor tarantulas. I see that sometimes when I go to the mountains, one of my favorite things in the mountains are actually our beautiful trees. They're so pretty. And I know that in our state, we're very lucky because we have a very special kind of tree. And I'm just guessing you know about this.
I sort of do. And I live in Santa Fe, and there's pinon trees all around there. But several years ago, there was a beetle that attacked them. It was very sad. It was called a bark beetle. So I do have a song about the green pinon tree. Do you know the difference between a pinon tree and a juniper tree, though? They sort of grow together.
Somebody, anybody? Yes, go ahead.
A juniper tree has pine needles. I mean, no. A pinon tree has pine needles, and a juniper tree has, like, weird lacy finger-type things.
That's excellent that you know that, because, you know, they sort of grow together, don't you? And when you're hiking around, you sort of see both, and sometimes you can't tell the difference. But you do know the difference. But they like each other. They sort of share root systems sometimes, and they're close to each other. And so one of our studio musicians has this black glove on with these two eyes, and that's the bark beetle, if you could be here. And also about the pinon tree, there's a pinon jay. There's like a little jay. Do you see the pinon jay? And make a little sound of that. There's a certain bird that's attracted to the pinon tree. No, it pushed the button. It actually sounds on its own.
All right, let's see. Let's see. Oh, there it goes.
There you go. So that's two things about the pinon tree, the bark beetle, which this song talks about, and the pinon jay, and it's also about a squirrel. Do you want to hear that one?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, the pinon tree is so pretty and green all year round. Little pine cones grow on them, then fall on the ground. Pinon jays and squirrels, too, eat the nuts, their favorite food. Some they save for rainy days when other food is gone away. Pinon, pinon, green little pinon tree. Squirrels, pinon jays, save some nuts for me. Here it comes. Where's that bark beetle? Bark beetles do attack. Pinons are their favorite snack. Under bark they crawl and chew, choking out the pinon's food. Hopefully the tree don't die when those beetles chew inside. Beetle, beetle, go away. Come again some other day. Pinon, pinon, green little pinon tree. Squirrel, pinon jay, save some nuts for me. Beetle, go away please, let the pinon be. Yay for the pinon tree.
Wow, you're listening to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. In the studio with us is Curious Chris. He's a musician and storyteller and singer and teacher, and we're learning all about the symbols of enchantment, the symbols that represent the state of New Mexico, and so many more. You have all kinds of toys on our counter here. We're having fun playing with your toys, actually.
I bring them everywhere I go. Kids love to touch stuff and hold stuff like I do.
Yeah, well, good. And I'm just curious, you know.
You're curious.
I am.
Just curious.
Because Curious Chris is here with us. It makes me curious. When we say we have a state this or a state that, like a state tree, we just talked about the pinon. What does that mean? How does something become a state this or a state that?
Oh, legislature, laws, they go vote on it, they argue about it, they decide about it. Like the bizcochito, the idea of our some of the more new ones, the question, you know, what's our state question when you go in a restaurant?
Oh, everybody knows the state
yes,
question.
Yes, go ahead. What's your...
Red or green.
Red or green. What does that mean?
Red or green chili.
That's right. So, but someone had to think of that first, but it has to go to our senators and representatives, and they talk about it and then get some input from people like you to say, is that well enough all over New Mexico that we should say that's our state question?
Are you serious? We have a state question?
That's it. Red or green.
And you know...
Red or green or green or red. I won't sing it all. Maybe Christmas instead. What does Christmas mean?
Mix.
Both.
Mix. That's right.
These New Mexico children. And, you know, we broadcast all over the world on KUNM.org, and we have listeners from all over the world. And our listeners, hello to you who don't live in New Mexico. Did you know? Excuse me, miss. Would you like water tonight with your meal? Yes or no?
Sure.
And on your enchiladas, red or green?
What is that?
Aha. See, now that would be somebody who comes from out of state. But in state, excuse me, miss, would you like red or green?
Green.
She knows, New Mexican girl. And so and for those of you who don't live here, green chili is so important. It's one of the most important foods we eat. And we're all looking at each other like, well, yeah, it just is. It's a fact of life.
Do you know the difference between a red or a green chili? That's another interesting fact. Because she said green chili is here in New Mexico, but we have red chili. So what makes it a red chili? Or is it two different plants? Do y'all know?
No.
It's the same plant, just the red chili is more mature. So when you say red or green, you're really getting a green chili that's older. That's why it's in chili powder and chili sauces a lot. So that's another cool fact, that they're the same plant.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You talked about bizcochitos, which every kid here in the studio is eyeing this box of bizcochitos that you brought into our studio. I promise, Richard Town, we're not really getting crumbs all over the studio, but only a little. Who can help it with a bizcochito? Can someone describe a bizcochito? Mike, these kids in the studio, you must know what bizcochitos are. Yeah, go ahead, Sienna.
It's a cookie, I think, with cinnamon and sugar on it.
Others? Yes, that's good.
There's another special ingredient.
Sometimes I think it has fennel.
Close.
It might, yeah.
Fennel or anise. Mm-hmm. Anise is very much like fennel. They're relatives, and you're right. For those of you who live in parts of the world that don't have access to anise, you could use fennel, but a real bizcochito has anise and cinnamon and sugar, just like Sienna said. And we're taking a picture and posting it to facebook.com/KUNMKids. I know you know more about bizcochitos.
I sort of do.
I want to hear all about them.
You want to learn how to bake bizcochitos? Okay, well, I have a Cookie Monster little mask on, and one of them's going to be brave enough to wear that one. And so we're going to, with our Cookie Monster voices, let's do the first verse of that, then it'll go into something in Espanol.
C is for cookie, it's good enough for me. C is for cookie, it's good enough for me. C is for cookie, it's good enough for me. Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Well, the New Mexico has a very special cookie, a steak cookie called the, say it,
bizcochito.
And the bizcochito is a word in Spanish, and it starts with the letter, what?
B.
No.
Wait.
Be. It's in Espanol. There's no B in Spanish. So say be.
Be.
Good. So in Espanol, the song may sound something like this with my best Cookie Monster voices.
Be bizcochito es bueno para mí. Be bizcochito es bueno para mí. Be bizcochito es bueno para mí. Bizco bizcochito para mí.
So now you want to learn how to bake them? Let's get in our kitchens here. Okay, get on your aprons. Take a little sugar, flour in a yard, lard. Mix it in a bowl, really, really hard. Add a little anise and some other stuff. Finally, you have mixed enough. Cut them into cookies, put them in the pan. Bake them in the oven, sprinkle cinnamon. Put them in your mouth, man, oh man. Put another bizcochito in my hand, in my mouth. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Be bizcochito es bueno para mí. Be bizcochito es bueno para mí. Be bizcochito es bueno para mí. Bizco bizcochito para mí.
You are tuned into the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. And I'm Katie Stone, and really happy to have in the studio with us Curious Chris. He's curious.
I'm curious.
And he's a musician. And we're doing a show today about the symbols that represent New Mexico, the symbols of enchantment, the land of enchantment where we live. Sometimes people call it the land of entrapment because it's so hard to move. I don't know anyone who really wants to leave New Mexico, except for, I guess, all these millennials are leaving New Mexico. Foolish millennials. They'll be back.
I hope so.
They'll go away and they'll realize how great New Mexico is. Well, Patrick here, what are you holding on to there, Patrick? Talk in the microphone.
A dinosaur.
Wait, say that again.
A dinosaur.
Do you know what kind?
No.
You know who to ask.
This is a very small dinosaur, like a little bigger than a dog, but like 9 feet long. And it ran on its hind legs. How many have been to Ghost Ranch ever before? Around Abiquiu? There's a beautiful place called Ghost Ranch where they found thousands and thousands of these little dinosaurs from a long, long time ago. And that's what this song is about. It's called Acelophysis. Listen to this. A long, long time ago, 200 million years or so, dinosaurs roamed New Mexico. Big and small, they walked around. There were no people to be found. We hadn't even been created yet. No sweat. But there was one about 5 feet tall with little arms, but jagged claws and hollow bones, and weighed about 100 pounds. But he could run and whip his tail and catch his prey and chew them with teeth as sharp as razors all around. His name was CeeLo, Coelophysis, Coelo, Coelophysis. We found your fossils here, and now they're souvenirs, Coelophysis. There were tens and hundreds and thousands of fossils on the grounds of Ghost Ranch. We dug and found a couple thousand more and pieced them together into dinosaurs. You want to try to help me sing by saying CeeLo? Get up there. CeeLo, CeeLophysis, CeeLo. Good. Coelophysis. We found your fossils here, and now they're souvenirs, Coelophysis. One more time. Coelo, good. Coelophysis. Coelo. Coelophysis. We found your fossils here, and now they're souvenirs, Coelophysis. Another cool story we have about New Mexico.
So many fossils.
Thank you.
So many fossils in the state of New Mexico. I don't know, maybe our out-of-towners or people even who live here don't realize we're a hotbed of fossils all over.
And they found thousands of them. A lot of times archaeologists just find a few, but there was a bed of them around Ghost Ranch along this place they called a quarry. And I just went back there yesterday. Yes?
In the Sandias, I was backpacking the Sandias earlier this week, and I found this rock, and it was just full of fossils.
You're kidding me.
Full of them, I bet. Oh. Because, you know, the top of the Sandias used to be underwater. Bottom of an ocean. It's hard to believe. You know, one of the great things about New Mexico is there's shark teeth here, there's shells here, because we were the bottom of an ocean. And then there's all these dinosaurs and dinosaurs and dinosaurs, and we act like, oh, no big deal, dinosaurs. But that's not really the case. Not everybody can just go out their backyard and find a bunch of, you know, 100-million-year-old fossils in your backyard.
This is true.
This happens here in New Mexico. Well, so many more things are our state this, our state that, our state whatever. Does anybody know what our state mammal is? Does anybody know? Anybody? Anybody?
Black bear?
Good guess. Are you guessing? Yeah? Yeah, very she's good. Nodding. She's
not
guessing.
That we have a black bear sitting on the table here, but that's very good. You figure that out.
We do have a black bear on the table. And the black bear, not the brown bear, not the grizzly bear. No.
But did you know black bears can also be brown around New Mexico?
Oh, these girls, some of these girls used to live right up next to the mountain, like really in the mountain. Did you, Kaya, did you ever see black bears at your house that you used to live at?
No, but our neighbors have had some bears come to their house.
Oh, wow.
That must be kind of cool. Kind of scary, kind of cool. They're not mean, right? Black bears are pretty nice, right? Curious Chris?
Yeah, they are.
It would still probably be pretty scary to wake up in the middle of the night and hear something rattling and discover that a black bear is looking through your fridge or something.
We have a cabin outside of Las Vegas, New Mexico, and there's apple orchards by our cabin. And different times of the year, the black bears crawl up there just to get apples, and then they run back and back to get a drink at the spring, and then they go away, and you can watch them. So
that's
it's
so
pretty
neat.
Cool.
And we have a very, very famous black bear.
And he's got some little first aid things on. How come I have some things on his feet? What happened to that little bear?
Anybody know? Does anybody know the story? Nobody? Really? Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Patrick.
Elliot.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry, Elliot. Sorry.
He was a baby bear in a wildfire. And after they put the fire out, I think they heard Smokey the Bear howling up in a tree.
Excellent.
And he was a little baby, and so they rescued him, and they named him Smokey the Bear.
Excellent.
Then he became a very famous, famous bear. Everyone in the whole country knows about Smokey the Bear. And he became famous because he was like a symbol of preventing wildfires.
And the name Smokey actually predates the little bear. It was back in the 1920s, the name Smokey. Well, listen, do you want to listen to the song about the whole story?
Sure.
It's the whole story of Smokey the Bear, even before the bear starts. It's about a fireman in New York City and a painter who made a campaign during World War II about preventing forest fires during the war. Then was the bear story. Well, here's the whole thing. A fireman a long time ago in New York City. His name was Joe. He was so brave that they changed his name from just a Joe to Smokey Joe. And then an artist, she drew a bear with hat and jeans and furry hair. The name of Smokey, it did require to warn of dangers of forest fires. Now New Mexico, a real black bear in mountains roam. New Mexico, he called his home. He's just a cub, his mother's love. His family was so happy. And then one day, a forest fire was fanning flames higher and higher. It burned his home and family, but he escaped right up a tree. He hugged that tree with all his might until that fire was gone from sight. A ranger came and helped him down, took him away from smoky ground. His paws and fur were burned and cut, and so a vet doctored him up. And now he's okay, and that's no joke, but he still smells a lot like smoke. And so this bear was called a name, Hot for Teddy, they did exclaim, till someone thought and someone shared, no, I think that Smokey's better, Smokey the Bear. Then little Smokey, he went to a zoo for all to see. And ah and ooh, everyone go ah. Ooh, ooh. He missed his family, he so desired. But he survived that forest fire. Now he's a symbol for all to see, for fire prevention, for you and me. Put out your fires with water and dirt. Protect the forest so no one's hurt. Now sing with me. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, we do admire. Go. We do admire. Says only you,
says only you,
can prevent fires.
Prevent fires.
Great job. Nice. And that's the story of Smokey the Bear.
Another famous New Mexican and one of our it's our state mammal, the black bear. All over the state you can find black bears almost everywhere, especially in the mountains. And we have, only so much time left on the Children's Hour. I wish we could go on forever and ever and ever. We talked a little about the green chile. That's the state vegetable. But I was really wondering about this thing. How about that bird we love so much? We talked about it already a little.
Roadrunner.
Yeah. Don't you love roadrunners?
Yeah.
They're so pretty. And they make this odd, like, sound.
Yeah, they do.
Kind of sounds like this. But I don't do it very well. Okay, that's...
I don't know.
That was good.
Sometimes I see them in my neighbor's yard.
It seems like they're very loyal to wherever they live. Have you ever noticed? We had a one-legged roadrunner for a long time living on our property. And I would say it was a road hopper, actually.
Yeah.
Instead of a roadrunner, because it did hop and it lived a long time on our property. So tell us a little bit. The roadrunner is the state bird of the state of New Mexico. When we think of New Mexico, You know, and we think of roadrunners, we often think of the roadrunner and the coyote, Wile E. Coyote and the roadrunner.
That's what my song has in it, so I'm going to need your kids' help. I have a question first. Does the roadrunner, can it fly?
I don't think so.
Think about that. It's called roadrunner, but have you ever, you see them here in Albuquerque. Have you ever seen them?
Flap.
Yeah, they flap. Have you ever seen them on top of fences and on top of?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're sort of like a chicken or like a quail. They can fly some, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So they have wings. They have hollow bones like a bird. But
they
don't
can't really just fly around.
They don't soar around like the eagles and things like that
that
we have here.
It's not their main transportation.
That's right. So that they're really good runners. Well, this one, I'm going to need your help because the start of it is one about the roadrunner. So I'm going to need, can y'all say beep, beep? So go like that.
Beep, go. Beep, beep.
Okay, that's beep, good. Beep. As long as you know that part. This is about the roadrunner. If you're on a drive and a roadrunner goes beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Step aside, you may wind up in a heap.
Beep, beep, beep.
Roadrunner, roadrunner runs on the road all day.
Beep, beep, beep.
Even coyote can't even change his ways. Roadrunner, the coyote's after you. Roadrunner, if he catches you, you're through. Roadrunner, the coyote's after you. Roadrunner, if he catches you, you're through. Roadrunner really makes a clicking sound.
Beep, beep.
Do click, click. Hey, Roadrunner really makes a clicking sound.
Click, click.
Got a long tail and feathers like a crown. Click, click. Roadrunner got a long and a pointy beak.
Click.
He grabs snakes and claws them with his feet. Roadrunner, he darts and dashes to and fro. Roadrunner, all across New Mexico. Roadrunner, in the bushes he will hide. Roadrunner, he would rather run than fly. Road, road, road runner, road, road, road runner, road, road, road runner, road, road, road.
Nice.
Small little song about the roadrunner.
The click, state click, bird. Click. The Roadrunner, Symbols of Enchantment with our friend Curious Chris. Curious Chris, we are running a little bit out of time. I think we have like enough for maybe two more. And I know there's so many more we didn't cover. There's the state hare streak. That is the state butterfly, if you didn't know that. The whiptail lizard is the state lizard. And of course, what do you suppose the state aircraft is? Anybody?
Hot air balloon.
Of course.
Would you like to fly in my beautiful balloon? I don't have a song.
Well, Julia could ask you that because she flies in a balloon on a regular basis.
My dad's a hot air balloon pilot.
Oh, I would love to go in a hot air balloon. What's it like? What's it like to go up there?
It's super fun. And some people say it's scary, but I don't think it's scary at all. And there's beautiful views. And it's like my favorite thing ever.
When he turns off the fire, is it like, do you hear the wind or is it all quiet?
Sometimes you hear the wind. Sometimes it's totally silent. But I really like it when we go over the river because then you can hear the river beneath you. And sometimes he does splash and dash where he touches the water, or mud and thuds where he just lands on a little bank.
And you've been with him when he's done that?
I've been with him many times.
That is awesome.
Neat. Really neat. The state flower. Any guesses? Any guesses? Yeah.
Yucca.
Oh, yucca, yucca, yucca.
Yucca.
Okay. Is it? It is.
It is. The yucca is state flower. And right now, a lot of them are blooming. Have you seen them? They don't bloom all the time.
Ooh.
But if you look close, a lot of them, like in Santa Fe, some are blooming now. But the yucca is also cool because there's a certain white moth that just loves the yucca, just like the tarantula hawk wasp loves the inside of a tarantula. Well, there's a white moth that has its whole life cycle within the roots and the flowers of the yucca, the white moth. But anyway, here's a song about the yucca. And you may need to help me do some yuck yucca in this, so get by your mics here. As you ride along the roads of our dear New Mexico, you can see the yucca blossoms bloom. Standing tall with flowers white, stalks are swaying left to right, firmly planted in the desert's spice roots. If you look a little closer, you just might be surprised. Soldiers by the hundred are holding up their knives. So what looks white and dainty from a very far away is guarded by a spiny, sharp brigade. Oh, the yuck, 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 yucca, so pretty to see go. The yuck, 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 yucca may stab you in the knees or toes or even on your nose. So they're pretty, but you got to watch out for them, huh? There's a special little moth that helps each yucca plant share pollen from flower to flower. Then the moth, she lays her eggs where the flower seeds are bred, and the larva eats some yucca seeds for power. Then the larva crawls away, under the ground she'll stay, and wrap herself up tight in a cocoon. Till next springtime rolls around, a new moth will be found, and the pollinating cycle will resume. Sing, oh, the yuck, 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 yucca, so pretty to see. But the yuck, 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 yucca may stab you in your knees or toes or even on your nose. Now we practice this one more time. Ready? Oh, the yuck, 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 yucca, so pretty to see. But the yuck, 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 yucca may stab you in the knees or toes or even on your nose.
Oh, yuck, 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 yuck,
yuck,
yuck, yuck, yuck.
Have anybody ever been pinched by a yucca or stung or,
oh,
or scratched by a yucca?
I've been poked by a yucca.
No. Oh. I've been poked by yucca in the finger.
Maybe. If so, I don't remember.
I tried to transplant one once, and that was not a good idea, trying to pick it up.
They don't like that. Curious Chris, we're running out of time. We've been talking about the symbols of enchantment. Is there any quick thing you want to go out with that represents to you really?
Something that's sort of new is that we have a state motto, and it is called Everybody is Somebody in New Mexico. That means you're just as important as somebody else. So that's
everybody
like our...
Everybody is somebody in the state of... Did you know we had a state motto?
Yeah, we understand all
no
sorts of things.
Idea.
That's right.
Everybody is somebody in the state of New Mexico. You're tuned to the Children's Hour. Curious Chris in the studio. And certainly everybody is somebody right here on the Children's Hour. Please, Curious Chris, take it away.
Let's see. Everybody... I need my helpers. Where's my singers?
They're in there working.
Okay.
Yeah,
everybody, say everybody.
Everybody.
Is somebody. Is somebody. Say that.
Is somebody.
In New Mexico. Say that. In New Mexico. And repeat this. Everybody.
Everybody.
Is somebody.
Is somebody.
In New Mexico.
In New Mexico.
Everybody. In every county,
in every county,
is somebody to know. Now listen to this. From Bernalillo to Cibola, Colfax to Catrone, Chavez to Curry to Debaca, Donya and Ya Eddy, Grant, Guadalupe, Harding and Hidalgo County too, Lincoln, Lee and Luna, Los Alamos and Mora, McKinley, Otero, and Quay, Rio, Arriba, Roosevelt, Sierra, Socorro, and Old Santa Fe, San Miguel, Sandoval, and San Juan, Torrance, and Taos County, too, Valencia, and Union, everybody, someone, all counties are New Mexico true. Oh, everybody.
Everybody.
Is somebody.
Is somebody.
In New Mexico.
In New Mexico.
Everybody.
Everybody.
In every county.
In every county.
Is somebody to know.
Is somebody to know.
Thank you. Good job.
You can catch Curious Chris at libraries all over the state of New Mexico, like Santa Fe and Albuquerque, correct?
Oh, all over eastern New Mexico, west Texas. I'm going to be busy.
You have a website, Curious Chris?
If you go on my Facebook under Curious Chris, the Singing Scientist, you can learn all about it and see my schedule. And I'll be here at 14 libraries in Albuquerque starting in late June.
Curious Chris, thank you so much. The symbols of New Mexico. Thanks for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you for having me. Thanks, kids.